Welcome to Water Treatment Experts by Antunes. This is the one stop for solving all your common residential water treatment needs. You have a water problem? We can solve it. Access to clean and clear water at home is easier than you think. Hey everyone, welcome to Water Treatment Experts by Antunes. I'm your host today, Tyler Kern. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the show. The water we put in our body is important, so whose word do we take when it comes to drinking water products? And joining me today to talk about the importance of third-party certification for drinking water products and the benefit that comes with it is Dale Squire. He's the laboratory specialist at Antunes. Dale, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And joining us as well is Kelly Fleischman. She is the product certification director for the Water Quality Association. Kelly, it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to have this conversation with both of you because this is obviously an important topic, and I'm excited to get a little bit more into third-party certification. So, Dale, you know, you've spent 36 years in drinking water filtration equipment research and development. So from your perspective, why is it important to have third-party certifiers?
Having third-party certifiers allows us to increase our credibility and acceptance with our consumers. They know that somebody else has evaluated our product and has compared it against others they've tested. So there's a validation there. It's also a way to differentiate our product from our competitors. It also allows us to gain advantage in the marketplace for those people that do not have third-party certified products. It also enhances our product quality and safety because it's another set of eyes and ears looking at our product and how we manufacture it. It's also our organization's commitment to quality, compliance, and safety. So it's another check and balance on, are we doing the right things?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can tell how important that this is to the overall industry just from the numerous benefits that you just listed there. So Kelly, tell me a little bit more about the Water Quality Association. What are its primary functions and what's its role in the larger water quality industry?
The Water Quality Association, primarily, we represent a sector of the water treatment industry, really that is devoted to treating water at a place of residence or business. You know, we often refer to this aspect of treatment as the final barrier. It's a treatment that prevents any potential waterborne contaminants from entering a home or a business. Now, your water arrives either from a community treatment plant, a municipality, or another source, such as a private well. And the Water Quality Association is committed to making that water safe and aesthetically pleasing. You know, primarily, WQA is the voice of the industry. We're a resource. We're a source of information. We educate water professionals. And within our laboratory, we provide third-party product certification.
Right, right. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about that third-party certification because I think it's important to know, you know, who certifies the certifiers, right? Now, what kind of standards there are that exist and that sort of thing. So, Kelly, tell me a little bit more about the credentials of a third-party certifier. In other words, you know, why should people trust that stamp of approval that that products get from third-party certifiers?
Absolutely. It's important for anyone purchasing a water treatment device to ensure that the product has been tested and verified by an ANSI-accredited certification program. The accreditation indicates that the certification program has been scrutinized by a third-party organization to ensure that it's following all the rules and regulations for operating a trustworthy program. ANSI, as well as Standards Council of Canada, SCC, their accreditation demonstrates that certification body is running a reputable certification program per the ISO 65 guidelines. You know, really in the end, certification means that products are allowed to carry a certification mark on them, and the mark is easily identifiable by consumers.
Absolutely. So that can give consumers that type of confidence, right? That this has been, you know, certified by a body that is also certified so that, you know, everybody can feel confident that this product is going to perform the way that you expect it to uphold these standards that and these guidelines that have been set forth and that you can move forward with consumer confidence, right, Kelly?
Absolutely. It's all about consumer confidence.
100%. So, Dale, kind of flipping back over to the Antunes side, what does it mean for Antunes to get the approval of a third-party certifier and to, you know, I guess, reap the benefits of that consumer confidence?
First, third-party certifiers have a lot of knowledge, experience, and background in the water treatment industry. And because they are certified, we can rely upon them to give honest answers to questions we may have or to validate our product. They are a great industry resource because of the knowledge and experience that they have over the years, over the decades. So as a product developer, I like validation of my product design. By having another set of eyes and ears that are not closely related to the development of the product, review it and our manufacturing processes, it gives validation to the development of the product. Does the product do what it says it does? Part of the testing done by third-party certifiers validates that. It also allows increased credibility of our consumers. It levels the playing field for our products against others, because we're all tested to the same standards. Mm.
Receiving product certification is an extremely stringent process, as Dale can attest to. There are so many different intricate details when it comes to certifying a product. It's not easy. A product goes through formulation reviews to make sure all the materials with the product are safe to use. They're tested and validated to make sure that there's no harmful contaminants entering the water from the device. There's structural integrity testing to verify that it'll maintain its integrity once it's subject to line pressure. And each performance, so each claim that the product makes, if the product suggests that it removes chlorine or the product removes lead, it's tested to a specific standard requirement to make sure the product does what it says it does.
Absolutely, because I think that you can see so often, you know, in the larger marketplace, just that products are intentionally marketed to deceive consumers. And that's something that you're avoiding here, because this is obviously something of such great importance, like I mentioned at the beginning, just that idea that the water that we drink, the water that we have, you know, in our homes, or the water, you know, that is used to in restaurants and things along those lines, that's all so important, because it's something that we're putting directly into our bodies. So having bodies like this that can, you know, certify these types of products, again, gives consumers that confidence that they're not being deceived, that the product is not claiming something that it can't actually do, and things like that. So I think that that's a really important aspect. And, you know, Dale, Kelly just mentioned that process that you have to go through. And I'd love to hear from both perspectives, both from Dale and Kelly, you know, just what is involved in having a product, you know, be third-party certified? What does that process look like?
Well, as Kelly alluded to, it is a rigorous process. So in typical fashion, a project would be initiated with a third-party certifier. We would come up with a product design, the way we're going to manufacture it, and we would present it to them saying, we want this certified. They will come back with, well, how is it put together? What's it put together with? What are the components? What's the design? And what's the function of the product? So those details are shared with the certifier. And the fact that we can be confident that the third-party certifier will keep that information confidential between us and them means we can be as open as we can in sharing some of the details of the materials and where we purchase them from. So all that's reviewed with the certifier until all questions have been answered by the certifier. Then once we review the function of the product, a request for systems to test is generated. Our manufacturing facility will build those products and send them to the certifier lab, where there's three types of performance testing we do. And what's the material safety, which is parts in contact with the drinking water are tested to ensure that they're safe for contact with drinking water so that they do not impart any contaminants themselves. There's a structural integrity test aspect to it. And that is, it's a severe test, but it's meant to be severe so that under normal operating conditions, there should not be an issue. And it's subject to pressures that are higher than usually product is operated at. And that's to make sure they don't leak or fail when the consumer is using the product. And then the third one is the performance testing. And that would be the systems are tested to certify that what we say they will remove or reduce is in fact true, reduction claims made on product packaging. So those are the three tests typically that are done at the certifier. Mm-hmm. The certifier also conducts a factory audit, and that is to ensure that our manufacturing system is high quality. Sometimes people look at audits as a negative thing. I look at them as a positive thing. It's another set of eyes and ears to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that we're doing it properly. And if there's an issue that's generated from an audit, it's an issue that probably needs to be corrected anyway to be a good manufacturer. So I look upon an audit as a benefit to the process. Product literature and packaging is reviewed to make sure that we don't make false claims and that we're displaying our claims and the third-party certifier symbol the proper way. Third-party certifiers have skin in the game when it comes to our products. It's not just us, it's them. So they need to make sure that they know that we're doing the best we possibly can.
Absolutely. And Kelly, from your perspective, what does this process look like on your end? You know, as someone who is involved in the certifying process, you know, what does that look like for you?
It is a strenuous process. From a certifier's perspective, we need to follow the guidance of our accreditation. Just as WQA goes and audits each company that is utilizing our certification mark on their product, we are also annually audited by ANSI and also SCC to make sure that we are following all the proper procedures to meet the guidance of the standards.
And I can attest to the fact that they are, because occasionally when we were audited by WQA, they had their ANSI auditors watching their auditors do their auditing job on us. So that was a benefit also to see the auditor being audited.
Right. You have auditor inception there where the auditors are being audited. And I think that, again, just provides that added level of confidence for consumers in the long run, just to know that all throughout this process, there is those layers of checks and balances to make sure that everything is working the way that it should. So Kelly, we've kind of talked about the process, you know, and who certifies the certifier and those sorts of things, but let's talk about the benefits from your perspective. What do you view as the primary benefits for products that are third-party certified?
I think first and foremost, it's peace of mind, knowing that the product has gone through such a rigorous process. There's also buying power. As Dale suggested earlier, it really does distinguish a product from a non-certified product because, again, it gives those consumers the peace of mind. There are also regulatory requirements in many states, and having the benefit of a third-party certification will help you meet that guidance. There's also monitoring that is consistently taking place. So once a product is certified, there is the annual audit, but then if there's any changes that are ever made to that product, it needs to be reevaluated. So the process as a whole is continuously evolving and continually moving through the product development into the lifespan of the product. So even after you've met those initial requirements, every certified company needs to continue the work to maintain the certification.
And from a company point of view, it keeps us on our toes. It makes us continue to do what we say we're doing, which ensures quality for the consumer.
Right. I think that's an excellent point. And Kelly, you know, you mentioned regulatory requirements, and I'm curious, can those regulatory requirements differ from, you know, between states, countries, municipalities, things along those lines? And is that something that you as a third-party certifier have to keep up with to understand what certification is required and maybe what's required for a certification depending on the location?
That's a great question. Some states and local cities have specific regulations in place that require certification for the ability to sell legally in that jurisdiction. The ANSI standards help support many of these requirements. A great example of that is in the state of California. They passed new legislation that will require an ANSI-accredited certifier issue certification to products making health claims. So in other words, to be legally sold in the state of California, you need to have third-party certification.
Right. So it's not just one of those things that is an added bonus, but it's an actual requirement in the state of California.
Correct.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, so I think that that probably from the Antuna side provides some peace of mind as well, that people are looking at these requirements and looking at regulations and have, you know, a handle on what is required in different areas, right, Dale? So, you know, there can be a lot of nuance in that. So having a body that can look at that and keeps track of those sorts of things is also probably beneficial for a company like Antunes.
Absolutely. Like I said, the knowledge and experience background of the third-party certifiers is important for a company like Antunes because they are aware of changes that are coming. They will alert us to changes. If it's a product change or the next time it's certified or a new product is certified, that it needs to meet other standards. It's also a great resource for those municipalities or states that have regulations above and beyond what other states do. So they are a third-party certifier is a great resource to ensure our product meets the needs of the customers.
Absolutely. And keeping the needs of the customers at front of mind, you know, has kind of been maybe a theme of this conversation, just understanding that you can provide consumer confidence and people can feel that peace of mind that comes with knowing that every product has been checked, double checked, and is audited on a regular basis helps provide that peace of mind for something that is so important, like drinking water. So this has been a fantastic conversation and a really informative one, just as it relates to third party certification for water products. And so Dale Squire, laboratory specialist at Antunes. Dale, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Kelly Fleischman, product certification director for the Water Quality Association. Kelly, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you for tuning into this episode of Water Treatment Experts by Antunes. It's been a pleasure having you along with us for this episode. Of course, if you subscribe there on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts these days, or if you're listening to this on a website, make sure you subscribe or you bookmark to make sure that you can go back and listen to previous episodes and get future episodes right there as well, so you can stay up to date with everything going on in the water treatment world. We'll be back soon, of course, with more episodes. But until then, I've been your host today, Tyler Kern. Thanks for listening.